What was your worst sucks to be right moment? I have, to this day, been 100% accurate on how terrible guys that my lady friends, ones that I'm not interested in, should avoid. One of my friends got syphilis from one guy because he was messing around with three other girls at the time. Another entered into a very upsetting and tumultuous relationship with another scumbag. There are others, but they just never seem to believe me when I can pinpoint scumbags. I bet we're being acquired and all losing our jobs. Whole company meetings aren't fun. Internet-based company, the internet went down for 30 minutes. Everyone was getting ready to go, and I was just about to shut down my machine when the net came back online. I decided to announce said fact.
You sound like a butthole.
He sounds like the guy who reminds the teacher about homework that was due. It was one of those not thinking at all moments, guys. I was staring at my screen while Windows closed, and up popped,
connected to the network.
Stupid, yes. Malicious, no. When my girlfriend told me she was pregnant for the first time, I told her we had to wait to tell her parents because we needed to get a lot more support from various other people before telling them. I knew her mother's reaction would be bad. She told her mother over the phone the next day. Just as I'd predicted, her mother reacted very, very badly and proceeded to ruin the next 3 years of my girlfriend's life. I wondered out loud if my little sister had an eating disorder. Whoops. I was doing dishes one night when my sister came home. She said,
"Guess who died today?"
I randomly said, "Michael Jackson." Let it be known that I never saw or heard the news that day. Another one, my friend was posting sad things on the internet. My other friend and I weren't sure why, and I took a guess. Maybe his guinea pig died. Sure enough, it was announced the next day. I remember when Michael Jackson's death got announced at my work. There was a moment of grim silence before a coworker shouted out, "Yes! My records just went up in value." Good times. My mum got pregnant and told me at about the 5 to 6 week stage. The first thing I did was rain on her parade and warned her not to tell everybody until it's past the safe stage. She told freaking everybody. People even threw parties for her. 2 weeks later, she lost it. I wore a seatbelt when no one else in the car did. There were four of us in the car. I was fine, two others were decently hurt, and one guy was tossed through the windshield and hasn't walked since.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was drinking involved? Sorry for asking.
Not at all, actually, which is the question we always get. It was icy and visibility was crap. High speed was the ultimate issue in the end. I told my mum that if she didn't do something about her weight, she'd get diabetes. I didn't think she'd lose her legs, though. This hits close to home. My father is a diabetic and he doesn't take care of himself at all. I hope your mother is doing okay despite everything. Well, she did end up losing the weight in the end. I was sure my sister was the product of my mother cheating on my father. My mother was very close friends with a neighbor and would spend lots of time at his place at night. When my sister, who is considerably younger than me, was born despite my father being away for most of the year, I was pretty sure. She finally admitted it to me over summer. My ex-wife defended a guy that was remodeling her mum's house after I said that I thought he smelt like horse crap. I saw the way she looked at him and called her out on it, asking if there was anything I needed to worry about. That Friday, we got into some bullcrap argument, and guess where she went? She spent the weekend with him. Marriage over. When I said that my mother wasn't coming back, read ever, to pick up my siblings. My mother wasn't the best one on the planet. She gave me up to my grandparents when I was young, and later, after I turned 18 years old, she left them at my doorstep with no warning or explanation. It wasn't the first time they'd been left at my place with no warning, but somehow I just knew that in this case, she wouldn't be back in a week after whatever substance binge she indulged in. I just knew that this time she wouldn't come back at all. I ended up spending 3 years working two different jobs at a time instead of going to college in order to take care of them. I didn't see her again for 10 years after she initially left them at my place. To be honest, I could have done without seeing her for another 10 years. I told my mom that she would die before the year ended if she didn't listen to doctor's advice about her medical problems. She died on December 8th. Recently, and I never found the article in question, a friend was browsing on his phone and said,
Huh, looks like we just signed a law that makes it legal to pay offshore workers 15% less than local workers.
To which I replied, "Well, I guess that means I just lost my job." I walked in Monday and bam, we're all getting laid off.
35-year-old here, so I have a more long-term strategy, but every day I see people, friends and family, struggle with stupid crap that I've tried to let them know about, in as friendly a way as possible, for years. I've known probably 100 people throughout my adult life, and about 20 are kind of screw-ups. I won't go into all, but one of my friends has an ego and thinks he's always right. He interrupts everyone with really argumentative statements to prove his intellectual superiority. Picture a person whose life really reflects a Redditor. Instead of comments being posted anonymously, he says it right to their faces. I knew this guy, who is damn smart, 99 percentiles in every test, yada yada, and would suffer from unemployment and relationship issues. He's been like this since he was 19. He's 36 now and just struggles with life. He's unemployed because every boss hated him. He goes out with girls on one date and then gets incredulous when they aren't into him. He goes on a date with a nice girl, but since she's not a knockout 10 out of 10, he dismisses her. I saw this in his early 20s and I knew he would suck when life got serious. And it did. And what really sucks is that he's a really nice guy who means well. I try to help him out and steer him to humility, openness, and pleasant conversations, but to no avail. Despite what I've said, he's a good friend who really deserves better. And yes, it freaking sucks that I'm right. This is one of the few times that I've wanted to be wrong in terms of reading a person. Check out the woeful prophet here. Honestly, it can't be easy making friends with the kind of person who calls people on their crap either. It's gotta be a lose-lose, right? I thought my ex was cheating on me, and well, darn, I was right. Same. My girlfriend and I worked together at a bar. Sunday, we were working and she's flirting with a wine rep. I called her out on it and she tells me to calm down. Wednesday, I get off work and she didn't come home until 3:30 a.m. I found out she was out with the same wine rep all night. Yesterday, I broke up with her. It sucks to be right. She was later fired for being too drunk at work on a Sunday. Bullet dodged. When I was in high school, I thought my secret crush was a person playing a prank. Oh, right in the nostalgicals. When my ex-wife was acting strangely after a year clean, I found Lortabs and Vicodin in her purse. One day, after talking to my friend on the phone, I get this niggling feeling that something wasn't right. She had been depressed lately, but suddenly she was cheerful and happy. I was really worried she was planning something stupid. She ended things that night. I'm really sorry to hear that. I've heard before that if a person like that is suddenly in a positive, outgoing mood, it can be attributed to the fact that they're happy to know their time will soon be up. Simply devastating to think about. Hung out with a former coworker I hadn't seen in a while. He told me he liked to stand on the train tracks until he heard or saw a train coming, and that he'd been waiting longer and longer to move. I told him it was a bad idea, but didn't make a big deal about it. A few months later, he waited too long. My mum was a severe alcoholic who also happened to tend bar. About 6 years before she passed, she started to have seizures while in withdrawal. Electrolyte imbalance, in my best guess. She had one on a concrete floor and it fractured her L2 and L3 vertebra. When this happened, she gave up on life. She lived with her father, laid in bed 22 hours a day, and tried to fight for SSD. She put on a lot of weight. I tried and tried to pull her out of this hike she had created for herself. I offered to take or pay for classes with her, tried to involve her with my social life, my wedding planning and the like, to no avail. Always an excuse. Suddenly, she was in contact with a guy from her past. They're dated when I was 6, so this is about 20 years later. In 60 to 70 days, she dropped about 50 pounds, swimming 8 hours a day. She changed her looks, basically started taking care of herself, in preparation for meeting up with him in his home state. Which would have been great, but it struck me as wrong. She wasn't doing it for herself, it was for him. She was supposed to go for 15 days, but she kept delaying coming back. So much so that she missed my wedding. When she came back, she showed up at my place with a celebratory bottle of champagne. I refused to drink it with her, as the doctors told her 6 years ago, "You either keep drinking to avoid the seizures or go cold turkey." I am not an enabler. This started off as a conversation that led to me expressing my fears. She went atomic on me and left. Off to Florida, into the arms of this guy. She was with him for 2.5 months, then had a seizure, came home, and died. And I am so freaking mad at her. I can barely think about her without my throat closing up. The worst part is, after she died, everyone who cared tells me they could see it coming. Really? Really? Why didn't you say something? Maybe if you all had, she might have screamed, yelled, or even cut you out of her life, but at least she might be here. That and my brother and sister telling me they drank with her. In conclusion, I told my mom I was afraid of what might happen if and when her relationship didn't work out, and that relationship ended 3 months later, and my mom died 2 months after that. Fricking alcohol. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. My wife's family has this ongoing drama with the oldest sibling, her sister, who is 32 this year. The sister, who we'll call Sarah, decided to marry a 20-year-old smackhead, literally, 2 years ago. For some reason, she thought that marrying him would change him. Big surprise, it didn't. Myself, along with every other member of the family, tried to tell her that just because she married him, it didn't mean he'd stop cheating on her, abusing her, emptying her bank account, stealing her crap, and then disappearing for an entire week at the time. She didn't really listen. So what did she decide to do? She decided to get pregnant. Yeah, he got clean for a bit, a whole 6 months. I even started to think I might have been wrong about him. Nope. 6 months after his child was born, Sarah calls my wife up, sobbing that he'd been gone for days, and she didn't have any money in her checking account. Don't get me wrong, I care about Sarah, and I love her as if she were my sister by blood. But I do think she's the dumbest person on the planet. So what did she decide to do? Get pregnant again. Oh yeah, this time the baby will really force him to change his ways. Freaking genius. Now, before anyone says that we should have done more to help her, you don't know the whole story. It's literally worse than any of the worst Lifetime Channel stories about battered women. Let's just say I'm not the only member of the family to fly cross-country, we live in the Pacific Northwest and they live on the East Coast, to help her pack her crap up and drive her dumb butt back to this side of the continent, only to watch her drive her dumb butt back in a few months. Yes, this happened more than once. We've pretty much, as a family, told her not to call us the next time he cheats on her or leaves her and the kids for days or empties their bank account. When I stated that one chief on my submarine was not fit to stand chief of the watch, 1 month later, there was a flood in the sub caused by said chief. A lot of these responses are quite brief and have very little in the way of follow-up. It kind of feels like a potentially disastrous and life-ending event like this needs to be expanded on. My brother bragged to me that he was making a lot of money for himself selling substances. I told him to stop, he'd get arrested and would get kicked out of his college. He didn't stop. My best friend was looking very, very sickly after his diagnosis. I tried to be optimistic when they were talking about treatment options, but my gut was telling me he wouldn't make it. It was right. Same thing happened with my grandma. They were optimistic after surgery, but I wasn't. I was right. I still feel like a jerk even though I don't believe my optimism would have made a difference. I have two. Here's the fun one. Boss, I really don't think this expensive third-party service is going to hold up. It's having database problems like crazy and their tech support is just not helpful at all. Whatever, we'll be fine.
12 seconds later.
Oh my god, the whole thing exploded and...
Yeah, I know. I built a backup server in my spare time just in case.
Employee of the year. And here's the unfun story. I suspected my ex was lying to me and underplaying her alcohol problem. After multiple, "Hey, sweetie, this bottle under your sink isn't really Poland Spring, is it?" followed by a massive fight, she had to become my ex. I know I got off easy in comparison to a lot of people who have family or significant others with drinking problems. This whole group of stories is full of them. When Princess Di died, my mother said,
"You know, if Mother Teresa were to die tomorrow, no one would notice because of this insane media frenzy."
A week later, Mother Teresa died. Hardly anyone noticed, the media was deluged with pictures of Princess Di's funeral. My roommates and I need to pay our rent with one check. Since one of my roommates usually can't come up with the money until the last minute, we don't have time to write each other checks and wait for them to clear. That means we usually give each other roughly $600 in cash. Last month I offered to meet my roommate at his bank with the cash, which I normally don't offer to do. He said no and that he'd just deposit it on his way to work the next day. Well, 3 days later, I get a frantic phone call from him saying that his man purse was stolen and he had never deposited the cash, which included mine and my roommate's and his own money. A total of $1,700 gone. That doesn't even include his previous two paychecks, which he had never deposited. Funny thing, the week prior to this, he was boasting about having a few grand in the bank, which is why he had waited so long to deposit the cash and his paychecks. Not anymore.
I was dating a girl for a few months and everything was going good, to my knowledge. Then one day, she simply stopped talking to me. Last conversation consisted of,
I'm going to the movies with some friends tonight.
All right, well, let's do something this weekend.
Okay, I love you.
That was the last time I talked to her in over 9 months. She never answered a phone call, text message, or anything, and completely deleted me out of her life. There was no real breakup. 9 months later, I started thinking, oh crap, what if I got her pregnant and she bailed on me? So I got on Facebook to try and see if there were preggo pictures or baby pictures. Nothing. Completely private profile. I friend request her. She actually accepts, to my surprise. I browse through the pictures and see nothing. She messages me and asks if we can get together. We meet up and I ask her what the heck happened. She said that she got pregnant, freaked out, and bailed on me. She then went to a clinic so she wouldn't have to have the baby. I still can't talk to her to this day. I have a 23-year-old acquaintance who hangs out with teenagers aged 16 to 19 most of the time. It's weird. Twice before, he's asked out girls shortly after their 18th birthdays. I came up with a theory that he becomes close friends with them when they're 16 to 17, hangs out with them a lot, gets to know them, and then they'll already be good friends by the time they're 18 and they'll want to go out with him. He just asked out a friend of mine the day she turned 18. She said no. I'm so proud of her. Thought my ex was cheating on me. A couple of days later, I found out that she slept with 5 different guys in one night and had been sleeping with other guys consistently. I met up with some friends to go to a concert and my best bud wasn't there yet. He wouldn't answer his phone at all and I was getting really teed off, and I ended up having to give his ticket away. Throughout the night a couple of times, I was jokingly saying, "He's either dead or in jail." He got into a bad accident on the way from work and died that afternoon. I was worried that the Star Wars prequels wouldn't live up to the original trilogy.
I was worried that the Star Wars prequels wouldn't live up to the prequel trilogy. I saw the prequels first. I was severely disappointed in the CG and lack of double-sided lightsabers in the original.
Well, we've done it, folks. We've reached the inevitable cesspit of Star Wars finger-pointing that you find if you look anywhere on the internet for long enough. Oh, I really shouldn't take another shot.
5 seconds later.
I outed my dad at Thanksgiving several years ago. He denied it, but a few years later, after spending too much time with one of his friends, my mum kicked him out of the house. They divorced shortly thereafter. As a child, I was standing next to the neighbor's trampoline, examining the springs. Tugging on one, I said,
"This one's loose."
I distinctly remember that my hand was back at my side when it popped loose, ricocheted off my face, and flew over the neighbor's one-story house. When I was 18, my father was showing all of the symptoms of someone with untreated diabetes. Tingling feet, lack of energy, constantly thirsty, and several trips to the bathroom a day. He went to his doctor, and the doctor said he was perfectly fine, even though I pointed out to the doctor all of these obvious signs. I had an argument with the doctor, and he sent us home. A week later, my father went into diabetic shock and nearly died. The worst part was that when the doctor came to the ER to speak to the ICU attending, he told them there were no previous signs of diabetes, at which point we got into a huge argument. My mum called me while I was in class and left a voicemail on my cell phone. She had called from her cell phone, and I knew as soon as I saw her name pop up that something awful had happened, because she hated that phone and never used it if she could avoid it. The message was that my dad had just died from a heart attack. I told my brother his girlfriend was going to hurt him if he stayed with her. 3 months later, he came home from AIT to find her sucking some eggplant in his car outside their shared apartment. That particular eggplant belonged to her stepbrother. I didn't think a girl liked me, so I asked her out. I was right.
Well, at least you got an answer. To me, not knowing is worse than rejection.
My friend was drunk and got into a fight with her boyfriend at her birthday party. I told her she was too drunk to drive and we argued about it for a while, but she had gotten a brand new BMW 6 Series for her birthday and wasn't going to leave it parked there or let someone else drive it. Shortly after that argument, no one could find her and everyone was leaving the party. It took forever to get home because half a mile away, the road was blocked due to an upside-down BMW 6 Series in the middle of the road. She was fine, by the way. Coming up on a year since my best friend took her own life. I knew she knew where her dad's hunting weapons were because she told me. Several months passed. We'd talk every day on the phone and she would be singing to my son. One night she calls me and I answer the phone. We talk about boys and the usual stuff. After I asked if she wanted to talk to my son, she said yes and I handed him the phone. He was 6 months old. She sang to him one last time, We said our goodbyes and I love yous. The next morning, I was calling her to talk about something, but I couldn't reach her. I called a couple of times throughout the day, but this is normal for her. She wouldn't talk on the phone. A couple of days pass and she's not answering her phone. I didn't really think much of it because it was usual. Her boyfriend wrote to me on Facebook to call him, and I already knew. I knew that I'd lost my best friend, and I knew that she was gone. Right after she got off the phone with me, she had taken her own life. She was bipolar, but everything seemed to be working lately. I hate to say it, but I knew she was going to take care of herself, but not when she was going to do it. My son still listens to her sing to him because of a video of herself singing left up on YouTube. I still get to see her smiling face and hear her beautiful voice. My parents explained that they were going to use morphine to help my grandfather. I realized as we all stood sobbing around his bed that what it really was that he was so sick we were letting him pass the easiest way. The morphine slowed down his breathing and heart rate until he died. Did we kill him if he was dying anyways? No, this is how most people die in the end. As you get older and see more family members die, this is the way it happens most often. We now have advances in medical science that can keep our bodies technically alive for far longer than is really helpful. And if you actually took them off life support, it could cause pain. But mostly, they do this with morphine, so it's as peaceful as possible for the family. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.